It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
As we are a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks almost now into the new year, we've been kind of making our way around members of the Oregon Congressional Delegation to see how the year is starting off, some of the big issues they're concerned about. Senator Ron Wyden joining us now. Senator, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So first off, because it was just in our last newscast there and getting a lot of attention, talk about the Greenland situation. President saying, having some concerns that if the U.S. Doesn't get more involved there and maybe acquiring Greenland, that maybe Russia, maybe China will go after it. What are your thoughts about the status of Greenland and what the U.S. role should be?
Well, first of all, my view is Donald Trump is playing dangerous games with these tariffs, and he's producing some of the biggest taxes on Americans I've ever seen. And the second aspect of this is that all of this can start wars. And I think a lot of Oregonians wake up and we don't know where he's going to try and send troops next. So I'm not for this proposal.
Do you feel like there are some concerns about Greenland in terms of U.S. security?
Certainly, there are ways in which we have worked with allies for a number of years. That's what NATO is all about. I think that is vastly superior than what Trump is talking about with his go-it-alone strategy.
And for NATO, do you feel like if the president presses forward on this issue, which it seems like he is going to, that that may impact U.S.-NATO relations for a long time?
No question about it. I mean, the whole point of that is that the United States and those countries have had an alliance that has worked well. And it seems to me that Trump is unraveling U.S. security with this effort.
I want to jump around to a number of things here. Of course, big news recently, the Secure Rural Schools reauthorization for rural Oregon counties. And Association of ONC Counties putting out a release thanking the bipartisan Congress for getting that passed. Talk about that impact, especially right now.
Well, first of all, I wrote this legislation a number of years ago, Kyle. It's probably the biggest authorization of funds in Oregon history. It was a bipartisan effort when we wrote it. We made it clear. Pete Domenici, the chairman of the committee, said, "Why is Oregon getting this money?" And I said, "This is where God put the trees." And Douglas County, under the legislation that I wrote, has gotten $677 million. Matters like schools and roads and law enforcement kind of services. That's what they've gotten over the last quarter century.
And my understanding as well from the Association of Oregon Counties is that this made some improvements on just the, I guess, the funding level or the formula so that counties will actually be getting more money.
We have made some improvements. We have more to do. I mean, the reality is, now, we know that this is not the whole answer with respect to forest policy, but we took some steps to put the program on more sound footing, and I want it understood that this is no substitute for working on the harvest as well. We can get the harvest up in a sustainable way, comply with the environmental laws, and have secure rural schools for services.
Let me jump over to a related topic, wildfires. I know right now nobody's thinking so much about wildfires in this 31-degree weather, but prescribed fire legislation getting through a key Senate committee recently.
It did, and I'm the author of that as well with Senator Budd of North Carolina. The reality is the tribes were on to some sensible forestry policies many, many years ago, and the idea of in the cold weather months like this period to go in there and thin out the forests and deal with some of the risks that are on the forest floor means that you don't have those infernos when it gets hot and dry in the summer.
And as well, do you see, how do you see federal forest management playing out between both sides of the aisle here in the coming year?
Well, Senator Budd is my Republican partner. He's plenty conservative. He's from North Carolina, and I basically go and say, look, winter snowpack so far means that we could have some rough wildfires, and he's worried about what's going on in the South.
And as well, let's jump over to talking about sort of your priorities as you look at this session of Congress. What are the things you're especially focused on?
Well, one of the new areas that I'm sounding the alarm about is something called nitazenes. And this is a potent new drug that could be dozens of times stronger than fentanyl. It's a synthetic opioid. It's gaining increasing popularity. It's already been responsible for hundreds of deaths nationwide. And we're getting longtime district attorneys and authorities on this coming to our side and supporting us.
And where is that headed legislatively?
Well, I think administratively the Trump people can move quickly. I'll send you a copy of the proposal I made to them. But we've got to take healthcare more seriously. I'm dealing with the premiums that so many people have been hit. We had folks as a result of the Trump stalling on the tax credits that we had folks with 500% increases in premiums. And I say we go after the big, you know, ripoffs. A lot of the fraud is taking place with brokers selling policies that are duplicative, and we got to go after that.
Is that one of the topics you've been hearing a lot in some of the recent town hall meetings?
It definitely is. What I'm hearing at the town hall meetings, Kyle, are those issues where the second word is cost. It might be medical costs. It might be energy costs. It might be gas costs, housing costs, you name it. It's always right up at the top of the list, the cost question.
Not as big right now with everything else that has passed in the couple of weeks, but talk about your thoughts on the action recently in Venezuela.
Well, certainly Donald Trump has moved away from what he promised in 2024. He said we're not going to have forever wars, that he's going to try to focus on priorities here at home. He's just done the opposite. You know, this question of Greenland, I think what I heard yesterday at my town hall meeting in the Valley is people said focus on groceries, not on Greenland.
And do you think there's some surprise that Greenland topic is sticking around so long?
Well, what I'm surprised about is Donald Trump has done a 180-degree about-face with respect to foreign policy. He said that he was going to be somebody who stayed away from these forever kind of conflicts, and he's got us involved in more than ever.
Well, let me ask you, before we go here, about the current situation regarding where things are with the Epstein files.
Well, I'm leading a different kind of investigation. It's called the Follow the Money investigation, and I started it during the Biden administration because my view is that if you're really going to root out corruption, you've got to follow the money. You don't just sit around and wait for agencies, you know, to hand you stuff and all that kind of thing. And every single day we see examples. Just over the last couple of days, there was a $12 billion lawsuit filed on matters associated with this. We've got a lot of the victims groups using the data that I've disclosed as what they're pursuing for their getting a fair shake in the courts. And I'm going to stay at it until all the facts come out, number one. Number two, we're going to handle it as we have in a completely bipartisan partisan way. And number three, we're going to get reforms, particularly on the bank practices, because for years, Wall Street banks looked the other way on Epstein, and I'm going to make sure it never happens again.
What are some of the things at the top of your schedule in the next few days?
Well, we're going to get all over the state. I've now had more than 1,100 open-to-all town hall meetings. As you know, nobody had ever done this before I started it. And frankly, I think the town hall meetings are more important now than ever, given people's concerns.
All right, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Senator, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Kyle, let's do it again. Thanks, buddy.
8:40 at the Morning Report.
Hey, I'm Becky.